This is News Talk.
The vaccine rollout is dominating a lot of the front pages today. If we begin with the Irish Times, vaccine rollout to be stepped up. So obviously we know that they're now going to vaccinate children and we've approved 12 to 15 year olds. But now attention is turning to boosters. And of course, there are a lot of people who got their vaccine quite a while ago in this country. And now the vaccine programme is going to be extended with boosters being offered to older and vulnerable people because there are government concerns about the potential for reinfection and more cases among young people. So the Irish Times says that pharmacists may offer a booster shot alongside the annual flu jab to older people, and that could start as early as September or October. And we'd begin, it's kind of like what we did at the start of the year. So nursing home residents, the over 80s and frontline healthcare workers would be first in line to get the booster shots in the autumn and winter months. And I know for some of you listening, including myself and some people my age, we're just thinking this is amazing because we've just got our vaccine or are about to get it, and already they're talking about the boosters. The Irish Independent says that there's a big push on to get everyone in secondary school, certainly who wants a vaccine, to be vaccinated by September, because there's a bit of a time race here because obviously schools return at the end of next month. And what the Irish Independent says that parents will have to register their children for jabs and go with them to vaccine centres where they'll get the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. And there could be a wee bit of a delay or a slowdown in the vaccine rollout programme only because you're going to need more social distancing in the vaccine centres because parents will have to accompany their children. So that could result in a slight delay, according to the Irish Independent. So we shall see. Obviously, what's quite interesting about this is that there will be a question mark, and it'll be interesting to watch if there's vaccine hesitancy among parents of children. So obviously the uptake has been huge in this country, and parents may be quite happy to get the vaccine for themselves, but they certainly will have questions for their children, and the state and the doctors need to be ready to do very, very good question and answer sessions to give parents all the information about the vaccine for their children, because it's one thing for a parent to get a vaccine for themselves, it's another if they have question marks over the vaccine for their children. And that's not saying that they're anti-vaccine or anything like that, but they will have questions. So I'm sure there'll be a big information campaign for families so that they know what it involves, you know, getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Irish Daily Mail, please get your teens jabbed now. That's the appeal from the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, to register children aged between 12 and 15 for a COVID vaccine as soon as possible. And the Irish Daily Star on the final bit of vaccine news, Ireland is going to overtake the UK's vaccine rollout. That's according to Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, who took to Twitter and said, "We should overtake them in the next week or so. Well done," he said. "Just extraordinary when you think about, if you go back a few months here, we were flat out comparing Ireland's vaccine rollout to the UK and saying, oh, we're a bit slow here compared to across the water. And now, because of the huge uptake of Irish people, we're actually going to go ahead of them next week," which is extraordinary. Now, the front of the Irish Daily Mirror this morning, Army Girl Rape Probe. A major probe is underway after a female member of the Defence Forces was allegedly raped in a mandatory hotel, a mandatory quarantine hotel. The incident is alleged and understood to have happened on Monday night, and Gardaí were alerted yesterday morning, and other media trying to get confirmation on that particular story, but it is on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. Minister Simon Coveney and Catherine Zappone and Leo Varadkar all on the papers, of course, after the appointment of Catherine Zappone as government envoy yesterday. The Irish Examiner says that the Taoiseach Micheál Martin has been left blindsided by Simon Coveney over the proposal to make former Minister Catherine Zappone special envoy on freedom of opinion and expression, which is a new role which we didn't know was being created, and it seems some members of Cabinet didn't know was being created either. Apparently she'll be paid middle management level on a pro rata basis up to a maximum of 60 days a year and can take part in international travel as part of her role, which will be paid for by the taxpayer. And Taoiseach Micheál Martin apparently, according to the Examiner, was, I quote, "not best pleased at the proposal to nominate Catherine Zappone." He wasn't told of the proposal before Cabinet met yesterday, and ministers were also not given details of how much she was going to be paid paid for the role. And there'll be more on this on News Talk Breakfast, and all sorts of accusations and allegations of, you know, Fine Gael appointing someone who they worked with in the past as minister and all that stuff. So I think it's fair to say expect to hear a lot more about that particular appointment. A number of the papers, including the Irish Independent this morning, going through hepatitis C. A lot of talk about it today. Up to 20,000 people in Ireland may have the silent disease hepatitis C, as the state's target to eliminate the curable virus lags 21 years behind schedule. And a leading professor, Professor Jack Lambert, is now saying that Ireland faces an uphill battle to overcome the disease by 2030 due to a lost cohort of cases. And today is World Hepatitis Day, which is why it's in the papers. We have 600 or 700 new cases of Hep C diagnosed annually in Ireland, and treatment numbers are declining. So that's an interesting report which is out today. Really sad story in the Telegraph this morning, and it's about Britain, but I assume it's probably the same in Ireland too. One in four adults in Britain has not been hugged for more than a year. The study has also found that people are less likely than before the pandemic to build new relationships, and 32% of adults feel that there are fewer opportunities to make new connections now. I mean, there's just so much lost time when it comes to social interactions because of the pandemic. 64% had not made a new friend for 6 months, and 44% had not done so in more than a year. 37% reported that they've not been hugged for half a year. 25% said they haven't shared a hug for a year or more. So it is quite sad. And a further 13% said, according to the Telegraph, that they haven't been asked how their day was or talked to their neighbours in the past 6 months or more. Really, really sad. But that's what the pandemic has done. I can still remember the last person I shook hands with, which I think would have been last February or March. But that's how long it's been since even a simple thing like shaking hands with someone or hugging someone. It's been quite a while. The Irish Daily Mirror, Strictly is coming back. Strictly Come Dancing. If you're a fan of this, I know people absolutely love Strictly. Fans are going to get their full fix of the ballroom spectacular this year, because Strictly is returning as normal. So all the themed weeks will be back, including Movie Week, Musicals Week. They all had to be shelved last year due to difficulties with hair and makeup. And basically, it's a full show. So if you're a fan of Strictly, you'll be delighted by that. If you're not, then you probably couldn't care less. Final story also comes from the Mirror, and this is a real throwback, a flashback of the bigger phones, the bigger mobile phones that we all used to have, because mobile phone brand Nokia has gone back to basics. It's reviving its old bestseller, and they have a picture of it this morning. I'd forgotten this phone. Nokia is bringing back the 6310, which was loved for its sleek look, long battery life, simple screen and buttons. They are upgrading it slightly, so it'll have a bigger screen, greater pixel definition and a curvier shape and trendier colours, but it's staying true to its Bluetooth roots. It's still using 2G, and it has a battery life. This now is music to my ears. It has a battery life of up to 21 days. And the big, big news, it'll still keep Snake, which we, certain people of a certain age, spent plenty of our days playing Snake and trying to beat our records there. So that's a nice story in the Mirror. Anyway, that's our look at the papers.
On 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.